All right, hello and a pleasant good evening.
Hello and a pleasant good evening.
All right, a pleasant good evening to you live from OpBGN, the home of Blizzard Gaming Night, for tonight's broadcast of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. It is time for the playoffs, and we have ourselves our first elimination final with Mr. Loophole taking on Sonoya, the number 4 seed of Sonoya versus the number 5 seed Loophole. Remember, these series are all best of three, and this is game number one of this best of three series. Loophole is in the Protoss, playing as the blue Protoss in the bottom left corner of the map on Othello, while Sonoya has drawn Terran, and he is playing in the teal. So we have ourselves a Terran versus Protoss game, one of my personal favorite matchups of all things. It'll be interesting to see how these two players interact against each other. Loophole plays a pretty standard version of Protoss, macro oriented. There we go. I knew I'd get it out of myself eventually. Well, Sonoya is a little bit of an unknown to me, as I don't think I've witnessed more than maybe one game of him played. So it'll be interesting to see how his Terran does perform. Two players at this point are just doing, it looks like, a pretty standard opening. Except, interestingly, Loophole, though, is going for a quick gateway in his own base instead of going for the traditional fast expand. So it looks like maybe he's going to try to put the pressure on a little bit early against Sonoya the Terran. Sonoya, in the meanwhile, has a barracks being built right towards the main ramp, leading down to the rest of Othello from his starting location on the high ground in the top left corner. He also has his gas underway as well. So, interestingly enough, a pretty standard move from Sonoya. It looks like Loophole's going to try to take a little bit more aggressive route, even though he's doing also a standard Protoss build with the Assimilator there. So one gate Assim, very standard. So, standard Protoss, standard Terran. Interestingly, that leads to probably a standard game of Protoss versus Terran, I think I'd add. Loophole's doing this very logical thing. He's got himself a cybernetic score about halfway underway as well. One barracks, gonna probably produce a marine or two just to serve as a way to kill off this probe that's just dancing around in the base of Sonoya. There comes out the marine, and that probe is gonna bite the dust any second. Well, let's see, actually, let's follow this probe here. Let's see if it'll actually get around the marine. It does, and it looks like it's gonna actually go away and be perfectly safe. Again, very standard, one factory at this point from Sonoya. Of course, Sonoya also has an SCV inside a loop space, so he sees that Loophole went one gate with the early cybernetic score. Again, not really early cybernetic score, excuse me, just pretty standard Protoss play. See, Sonoya's got himself a second marine that's been just completed there, and they're now chasing the lone probe. And still, one probe in Loophole's main base is just chasing the SCV. So both players are doing an excellent job of keeping their scouting probe and SCV alive, which is one of those underrated aspects of the game of StarCraft that a lot of the professional commentators love to overemphasize, but it is important to be sure to see what your opponent is doing for as long as possible. There goes the SCV. Boy, now I wish I could have timed that even better than that. Both the SCV scouting in Sonoya's main base and also the scouting SCV from Sonoya and Loophole's main base, they both died at the same exact time. So both players know what the other is doing up to this point. Again, one barracks, one factory, five marines produced right now at the main base of Sonoya. More are on the way. In the meanwhile, Loophole, not surprisingly, second gateway coming up. And he's got himself the range upgrade for the goons being upgraded as well. Very standard play out of Loophole. Quite a few marines out of Sonoya, which is pretty interesting. I wonder if you're going to see maybe a quicker push out of him, or if this is just kind of a little bit of a ploy. So we'll see soon enough. Second gateway just completed out of Loophole. And the first tank for Sonoya is done, and also siege mode is on the way. So again, it's kind of interesting. Loophole's playing a pretty standard Protoss. He's got himself two goons right now guarding his main ramp, while Sonoya does not have any vultures out and looks like he's going to try to push right at this point. So funny enough, the quick push might not be coming from Loophole, but might be coming from Sonoya. Here now comes, let's see, 4, 6, 7 marines, one tank and a vulture for good measure. And they're just sitting outside of the main base. Sonoya now looks like they are on the move to try to strike into the main base of Loophole. Loophole moves his three dragoons out, and I wonder if we're going to have ourselves our first confrontation of this game. Fourth Dragoon's coming as well. So four goons taking on a group of seven Marines, one tank, and a Vulture. Well, actually, these two forces are going to completely miss each other, as the Marine force goes completely around the one side of the high ground, going back towards Loopholes Main Base, while those Dragoons are going right towards Sonoya. Interestingly enough, Loophole gained himself a little bit of an advantage here. Sonoya's got his troops completely out of position, while those four Dragoons are now picking off a barracks that was flying outside the natural of Sonoya. So if Loophole moved into Sonoya's main base, he would see that Sonoya's trying to expo at this point. But those Dragoons are just sitting outside. They pick off the Vulture that, of course, with the speed, got to those four Dragoons first, and here comes the tank and the seven Marines. Loophole sees the expansion attempt, but he can't kill off the SCV. He's got to try to do that. He does. All right, the SCV dies. And those three Dragoons are now taking out a couple tanks and four Marines. Those Dragoons are going to disappear just like that. So it was an interesting... It looked like Sonoya was going to go on the attack, but Loophole went around the other side of the high ground at the second natural in the bottom left corner of the map. So the two forces, just instead of colliding, ended up going completely the opposite way, and Sonoya was forced to delay his own push to go back and defend his own natural expansion, which is now completed, though. So Sonoya right now does have the economic advantage in terms of he's got one extra base than Loophole. Loophole, however, has a shuttlecraft done, and it looks like he has a Templar archive completed as well. Third gateway is going up as well. Sonoya, though, is putting himself in a little bit more of an aggressive position. His two tanks are now situated just up to the northeast of the minerals located at the natural of Loophole's main base. And tier two Dark Templar that came out of Loophole's main base. He's got the one Dark Templar coming out. Let's see if Sonoya has no detection back at his main base. So that means these tanks are going to be mincemeat for this Dark Templar. Let's see if the Dark Templar can kill off these tanks. The tanks realize they're in trouble and they're on the retreat. As they get out of siege mode, turn into tank mode, and are back going towards Sonoya's main base. Loophole, though, was able to get one casualty of war out of that as the first tank bites the dust. And right now, Loophole looks like he's trying to even out the base advantage, as now Loophole himself has a second expansion underway. And here, Loophole looks like he's going to try to do a really damaging move towards Sonoya. He's got a group of three Dark Templars loaded in a shuttlecraft going straight to the main base of Sonoya. This is going to be some trouble for him, as he does not have anything in terms of detection back at his main. Sonoya, in the meanwhile, also is building a second barracks at this point. Oh, I take that back. That's still a first barracks. The engineering bay, though, does see the Dark Templar coming in, and Loophole drops the DTs in. They're picking away at one of the shuttlecrafts, one of the supply depots, but they should go straight to the mineral line. Or at least go after that combat station that's trying to be built right now. Let's see if Loophole notices that. Yes, the one Dark Templar goes after it. The second one goes after it. So he's going to... However, lucky enough for Sonoya, he's going to get one good scan in, though. Let's see if Sonoya can get rid of all three Dark Templars. One bites the dust, two bite the dust, all three do. Sonoya did a good job minimizing the damage right there with a good time combat at his natural expansion. Loophole, meanwhile, is now building some more goons and a couple more Dark Templar back at his main base, and now his natural expansion is also established as well. Big difference, though. Sonoya's got himself his natural very, very well established with all of his SCVs, while Loophole only has two SCVs mining at this point. It was a great idea from Loophole. It's just Sonoya just was able to get a little bit lucky there, with just a little bit of good timing out of that Comzat. Now, of course, Sonoya's got the two Comzats up, so that's going to give him a little bit more protection against these Dark Templars. So Loophole decides to make an interesting move at this point. He double expands to the second natural, immediately to the northeast of his natural in the bottom left corner of the map. And Loophole also is building an observatory so he can observe what's going on, not surprisingly. Let's take a look at the macro count at this point. Two factories done for Sonoya, two more are on the way, so there'll be four factories, four gateways. We got ourselves an even ball game in terms of those numbers. Let's see, Sonoya's going to send himself a group of seven Vultures down to the bottom right to see if Loophole expanded down there, because, of course, a lot of Protoss players like to get a hidden base on the other side of where their main is so they can try to, well, not only get some minerals in for free without their opponents noticing, but also kind of split their forces apart so they can build units at both locations so they can do a little bit better job flanking. It looks like Loophole's on the attack here, though. But Sonoya's got himself a couple of missile turrets ready to guard that, though, and those Dark Templar, those goons, bite the bullet. Sonoya takes those seven vultures now on the attack himself, going at the second now just completed nexus of Loophole. They now should have free reign going through the two expansions there. A couple of nice mines placed. So you almost have to wonder at this point, maybe Loop tried to bite off a little more than he could chew. But here comes three more goons to try to go after these vultures. The vultures are just standing around the second natural expansion. Mines everywhere, so Loophole almost is going to have to sacrifice that expansion, unless he gets out an observer. He does have the observatory out, but does he have one coming? Not quite yet. His four dragoons move in. They absorb one mine, but a ton more mines go down. Loophole be wise just to hold position, kills off two vultures. Pretty good there. One mine killed. So the second natural nexus is now been damaged, but has survived. So it is technically 3 base versus 2 base, but the problem is that the 3rd base has not much going on in it right now. So again, at this point, you're going to probably see just a pretty standard Protoss versus Terran game at this point, where it's going to be all about the macro, baby, like they say. So now there's a bunch of mines just floating around the second natural expansion of Loophole. Let's see if Loophole actually sends up that observer to fix that problem. As if he sends in his dragoons going up the top left path around his second natural, those goons and any other forces he's got are going to get, well, damaged by eight mines. Excuse me, seven mines. Saw a ComSat scan there, which probably saw the two observers and also that the Nexus, the second natural, was established. So here come a few vultures. No cannons for Loophole, so those vultures are going to have free reign going right into the natural. Let's see if they pick off many probes. Oops. Two, three, four, five. I'd say about five probes bit the bullet there. But since Loophole's got a good group of goons back at his main base, he was able to defend that relatively easily. In the meanwhile, Sonoya is just massing like the Terrans usually do. Bunch of tanks, bunch of vultures, sitting right there at the natural base. Again, remember, four factories, a fifth is underway as we speak for Sonoya, while Mr. Loophole is up to five gateways of his own. Seems like these two players are just in mirror image of each other in terms of their macro count. And now Loophole decides to make an interesting move. He's got himself one fleet beacon. Well, of course he's going to have one fleet beacon, but he's got himself two stargates coming underway. So it looks like we're going to see some carriers out of Mr. Loophole. Igelmar would be proud. And it looks like Sonoya's going to extend his position a little bit further as he's got himself, as he wants, that second natural himself. And of course, he's got himself a very, very, very well-established defensive position. Lots of mines, and he's got six tanks in siege mode and two more tanks ready to go into siege mode if necessary. Loophole, in the meanwhile, has a group of, let's see, four, five, six, seven, eight dragoons that are just going to sit at the second natural, while another group of four zealots and four dragoons are going to be sitting out towards the 6 o'clock natural expansion. And for those of you that are wondering about the upgrades, the Terran upgrades are at 1-1, one attack, one. While Loophole has failed to upgrade once in this game, sort of surprising from Loophole, as usually he's pretty cognizant of that. Interesting, interesting. And as was projected, the third command center is going up as we speak for Sonoya, so that's going to even the base totals at 3 apiece. Sonoya looks like he's going to go back on the attack run again with another group of vultures. And since the Loophole has zero cannons, well, anywhere, these vultures are going to have a little bit of free reign running around the different natural expansions that Loophole has. Loophole, though, is trying to establish himself a fourth expansion at the 6 o'clock, immediately to the right of his main base, in the bottom left here on the map of Othello. Loophole sends out his group of normal lots without speed, and they're going to run right into a mine, run into a second mine, and they're going to see that group of speedy vultures. And those zealots hit another mine, And just the one Dark Templar comes, but they're going to get flanked slightly by three other Zealots in the one goon. Dark Templar bites the dust. Zealot bites the dust, but here comes a couple more Dragoons. And these Vultures are going to say au revoir to this game. But now, without giving Snoy a little bit of information that he knows the loophole has now expanded a third time to that 6 o'clock position. And wisely now, finally, Loophole gets himself up a forge, so he's going to get a couple of cannons to prevent himself from having to deal with all this Vulture harass. But again, realize, Sonoy has got himself a large, large mass of units, and he's now up to 6 factories, and not surprisingly, 6 gateways out of Loophole. These two players seem to be thinking alike along those lines. This game looks like it's going to last a little while. Another massive group of Vultures come out, but this time Loophole is a little bit better prepared, as he's got himself a massive group of 6 Zealots, 10 Dragoons, and they're going a little bit on the attack, but they're not going to be able to do much damage against the massive swarm of, golly, at least 12 Vultures and 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 tanks. That's 2 control groups right there for you. So at this point, Loophole has 2 carriers complete, though. And of course, not surprisingly, 3 Goliaths are there in defense. So you're going to soon see just a massive battle between 2 large, large armies. Probably right in the center of the map here, as that's where Sonoy's got his groups just completely forced. Loophole sees that with his Dark Templar running by. So it'll be interesting to see what Loophole decides to do here. He's would not be very wise to attempt to attack this position. Oh, Sonoy sees the army of Loophole with a pretty good, you know, scan there, and it looks like Sonoy is going to go on the attack, or at least move his push forward a little bit more. Just the massive, massive force out of Sonoya. They're going towards the right second base here of Loophole. Let's see. This is going to be a pretty big battle. And let's see what happens. The tanks are sieged and the units are going to collide. We've got ourselves a scrum, folks. Well, actually not yet. Loophole moves a large number of his forces out. And here come the carriers. See the Dragoons? Boy, that's just a lot of tanks. One carrier bites the dust, 2 more are out, but boy. Looks like Loophole's going to try to at least flank from the outside, but this... There's a nice storm, but kills off a couple tanks. Let's see what Loophole decides to do here. He has his shuttlecraft just get destroyed by the Goliaths. So Loophole just decides to go on the attack. Let's see if this actually works out. Small force there. Let's see how much damage it'll do. It's doing a pretty good job against this group of tanks there. It looks like Loophole's going to be able to take out the second base out of Sonoya, but Sonoya's still got a large force himself. He's going to be able to push into Loophole's main base, and it looks like this game's going to end in the favor of Sonoya. And yeah, definitely within... If those tanks are at 2-2, this is not looking good for Mr. Loophole. Loophole is trying to establish another base in the bottom right corner, but don't think that's going to do a ton of good. He's got a couple more carriers underway as well, 3 carriers complete. They are upgraded 1-1, though, but that could do a little bit of damage because there's only 4 Goliaths there. So he might be able to repel this attack for a little while, but Sonoy has gained a big advantage taking out those 2 bases. Yep, here comes Sonoy now going into the main base of Loophole. So Loophole is going to have to now use these 4 carriers here to try to knock off this group. Here they go. And also a large group of Dark Templar come out as well, right on cue. So let's see how much damage this group of tanks and Vultures does. They do kill off 1 gateway. Blue Pole is going to be able to repel this little attack. But Sonoya's got another group of tanks going to bombard the bottom right, just as Loophole sends in his probes. A little bit unfortunate there. So Loophole's not going to have to send those carriers over to the right-hand side of the map, but probably not before destroying that Nexus. Sonoya's in complete control at this point. Sonoya's just going to now mass more Goliaths, just so he can ultimately overwhelm these four carriers and take the game away from Loophole. Loophole loses a ton of probes to a tank that's just sitting, a couple tanks sitting right outside of the natural base. They used to be right around Loophole's main. So naturally, these four carriers are going to destroy those tanks, but as I said, the Nexus disappears in the process. Big problem. And oh no, more damage done to Loophole's. More probes bite the dust. Yep, here comes a more balanced force of Goliaths and tanks. Gonna go after the one remaining base, giving him really any minerals at the 6 o'clock position, and I expect a GG out of Loophole any second here. Again, really pretty standard Protoss versus Terran game, macro battle. But the thing is that Loophole didn't put a lot of pressure on Sonoya. That one Dark Templar drop should have done a lot more damage than it did. But if you allow a Terran player to mass like this, you really have no hope for doing anything against them, especially when now they're 3-3-3. Nothing you're going to be able to do here. And especially considering when the only upgrade from Loophole was a plus one attack. Not good. Loophole is going to send in his group of carriers to destroy the second base of Mr. Sonoya. But the thing is, though, all of this is just basically earning him some points in the scoreboard. As ultimately, Loophole's going to have to try to find a way to win this game with those five carriers. And that's just not going to happen. Loophole is able to kill off a bunch of these Goliaths, though, but again, it's just a matter of Loophole just trying to do whatever damage he can before all of his units bite the dust. Overall, very, very, very solid performance from Sonoya. Loophole should be saying the GG just any second now. And really, as I said, this game's all over except for the crying. It's GG, and Sonoya takes game number one of this best of three elimination series. So Sonoya defeats Loophole in game number one on Othello in 25 minutes and appropriately 25 seconds. Sonoya had a score of 147,443 versus Loophole's score of 106,944. Resource difference, not very large, as again, both players seem to have the same number of bases, but the key really ultimately was that Sonoya was able to establish his position, mass, get to the 3-3 upgrade where the Protoss player is in deep trouble, and ultimately overwhelm Loophole. Again, very standard Protoss player, very standard Terran player, and you got yourself a pretty standard Protoss versus Terran game, with, in this case, the Terran player taking this first game from the Protoss player. So, in just a couple of minutes here, we will have game number two of this best of three series between Sonoya and Loophole. It'll be on the map choice of Loophole. And I hope you enjoyed this broadcast of the Blizzard Gaming Night Invitational Tournament 5. In just a couple minutes, we'll be right back with game number two. This is Blizzard Gaming Night Radio, the home of the BGN Invitational Tournament 5.